Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mike. Awesome job. Yeah. Amen. Yes, give him a hand clap. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank all of you for coming out tonight and being here. And we want to welcome each and every one of you. And I want to just invite you to just receive what God has for you tonight, because where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is in the midst. So He is here tonight. And if you came with a specific need tonight, God is here. And where He is, He will minister to you. And He will have a word just for you. And He knows how to divide His word for each and every person's need. So just be ready to receive what God has for you. Amen. At this time, I ask Bonnie to come and minister the word. Amen.
Thank you. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the multiplied blessings. And the biggest one, Father God, is your Son, Jesus Christ, of which we would never be here without Him. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Father. We thank you. I glorify your name, Father. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to speak, Father God, your word to your people, Father. I thank you. Please help me minister your word, Father God, by the Holy Ghost, who is the great teacher. Help me to leave off what you want, Father, and say what you do want. Now give your children listening ears, hearts, and minds, Father God, to drink in what the Holy Spirit wants to teach. In Jesus' name, Father, amen. I have just two teeny-weeny funnies. Okay, this is on the bulletin board in a church. Okay. Our prayers go out to Dave Wilson, who shot himself in the leg while hunting mushrooms. Okay, this is in the bulletin also. The Victory Over Food Weight Loss Group will hold a food drive Monday. I'm teaching on praise, the honor of praising honor of praising God, yeah. And first of all, it's Psalms 150 and 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. She said that this morning, and I was so glad. If you have breath, it says praise the Lord. It's not a suggestion. It has a big right after it, you know, twice. Praise the Lord. Okay. If you have breath, praise Him. It didn't say when you feel like praising Him. If you have breath, praise the Lord. And, you know, God is so worthy of our praise, so worthy, worthy all the time, day and night, all the time. Really, we should love to praise Him. Okay, but here's the problem. Our little flesh and our reasoner gets in the way. As Pastor said this morning, which I was so glad, spirit, soul, and body. It's that little soul, that mind that says, the mind says, I don't want to. Uh-huh. Okay, you know, it's my will, you know. My emotions, I don't feel like it, you know. Uh-huh. But God says, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Uh-huh. And it's good to obey Him because the blessings flow. They do flow.
Amen.
Okay. 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 There are a lot of festivals in the Bible. He loves people in unity. God likes celebrations. He likes celebrating. And again, Sharon, she didn't know what I was, Patty didn't know what I was teaching, but she says, celebrate Jesus. And I thought, oh, I'm glad to hear that. You know, He likes celebrations.
Amen.
The God we serve is a celebrating God. Now listen, we have a ladies' meeting in this church, a special dinners, and seniors, senior fellowship, because God likes us, God likes togetherness.
Yes, He does.
Well, it's better than old codgers. I call them old codgers. Ish said, don't call me an old codger. Never forget the day that Ish said to me, I says, look at them old people, they're so old. He says, Bonnie, you're old. I said, okay. I'll never forget it. Okay. Now, Ecclesiastes 3, 11, 12, and 13, not all of it, but most of it, okay. He has made everything beautiful in its time. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat, drink water, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. That's in the Bible. Hallelujah. He likes us to have fun. Okay, and rejoice. And you know what? I mean, you know, like, we have it so much better than going out and milking your cow, you know, or killing your goat or chicken. Or, you know, we have it so much better nowadays. Why wouldn't we worship like they worship? I cannot even keep up with this digital stuff. I just can't. It just brought me kicking and screaming. And I said, no, I don't want a cell phone. I don't want a cell phone. Boy, I want something better now. Anyways. Okay. Now listen, there is a note in my Bible dictionary. The feasts and festivals were scheduled at specific times in the annual calendar, and they were both civil and religious in nature. Some feasts and festivals marked the beginning or the end of the agricultural year, while others commemorated historic events in the life of the nation. All the feasts were marked by thanksgiving and joyous feasting. And we like to do that, Lloyd. I'll never forget. Oh, what stays at the ladies' meeting? I can't know. Where was this lady meeting? Somebody, it was a ladies' meeting. Oh, she said, I'm not going to say who it was. Oh, I love to eat. I tell you, I just love to eat, but I'm going to tell you who it was. Okay. But her name starts with, no, I'm just kidding. Okay. It was with joyous feasting and thanksgiving. Sounds like a celebration to me. Okay, now, listen, celebrating how good their God was. How good their God was. Okay, and just think about it today, even how good our God is. We have washing machines. They don't have to do to beat a rock or something back then. We have washing machines because we'd walk out there, bing, and we're stuff in the dryer, you know what I mean? Like we touch the phone. I mean, look what they did. Give me a break. Okay, I'm sorry. And they still worship God. How much more us? How much more? Oh, underneath the blood of Jesus. Amen. I hope you're getting the idea. Okay. Okay, there was singing and dancing. Okay. I don't know if Holy Spirit, should I add that? There was singing and dancing. Okay, I'm going to throw that in there. Okay, this is a side journey, which I'm not very good at side journeys, so remember where I'm at. Okay. This book I was reading, this really tells really how good and long-suffering, and how gracious God is. This book I was reading, God says, I want, he knew the woman sang, this great woman of God, he knew the woman sang, and she prophesied, and she preached, okay. But he says, I want you to dance. She says, I can't dance. I want you to dance. I can't dance. I want you to dance. But you know, he took her progress after progress like this. He says, I want you to dance. So let me tell you, this is what she said in the book. I would stand there like I'm standing right now, and she'd wiggle her toes. She would just wiggle her toes because, see, she loved God and she wanted to obey him. Just what's all she could do is wiggle her toes. She was kind of a heavy woman. You know, maybe she didn't feel right about that. Just wiggle her toes when she was trying to obey God. And then weeks and weeks later, I understand I could have it wrong, but she would, you know, go like, eek! Now, see, she's off the ground. She's off the ground. Okay. And then she managed to go, that's about it, you know. Up and down, and slowly but surely, amen. When the Spirit came on her, she was dancing, just dancing all around. But God is so gracious to give us step by step. Oh, he is so good. Okay. When we praise, we can celebrate how good our daddy is. We got a father in heaven. They had a God, really, they did. We have a daddy, okay. The more you sing praises, the more he will fight your battles. Ooh, I like that thing. And I'm telling you, I think He knew I was teaching this, but in the middle of the night, he gave me a song, y'all, and I sang it over and over and over, and I've been having trouble right here, okay, for about a week or so. It's hurting, okay. And I do believe he healed me. I really do believe. I was just singing the song that he gave me, singing it over and over and over and over and over. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. He fought my battles, and I just praised him. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20, 15 and 21 and 22. Do not be afraid because of this great multitude, he told Jehoshaphat. For the battle is not yours, but God's. God told him to send the praisers out before the army and sing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. I just happened to be standing at my sink, minding my own business yesterday, standing at the sink, it was about 5 o'clock or something like that, and I heard distinctly, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And I've heard you can do whatever you want, but I've heard when he gives you a song, sing it. You know, you can sing it. Well, you can sing it underneath it, or else you can sing it out loud. I can sing it out loud. Itch, don't care. I did see him going like this, though. Anyways. Now, when they began to sing and praise to the Lord sent ambushes against their enemies, and he has not changed. It says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He will send them against your enemies. Hallelujah. I love that scripture. He does not change. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, the victory is yours. The battle is the Lord's. And this has sustained me. This scripture has sustained me. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. I mean, hello, always. I mean, all, the same God that got you saved and you're going to heaven always causes you to triumph. Okay, in Christ Jesus. Now, praise flows easily when you believe in your heart that God can and will work all things together for your good. I mean, I'm telling you, I know that half the world stands on that scripture. He told me so many times, you know, no matter what you're going through, he is going to turn it out for good. He is. And I heard something on TV the other day, which I'm sure all you know this. Listen, victims help victims. If you've been in jail, people go back to the jail to help them. If you've had an abortion, you help people who are about. He always uses your pain. Oh, thank you, God. He always. How does that go? He'll never let your pain go to waste. Never. Okay. So if you know the situation is going to work out for your good, don't worry and start praising. Amen. God loves it when you praise him, despite what you see, or despite what you feel, or despite what you have heard, which would be a bad report. He loves it when you praise him. He loves it when you trust in his goodness and love towards you, even when it looks like things are going from bad to worse. And Pastor Sharon, Wednesday night, I believe it was, told about these people in that car, in that mudslide, in the water, in the everything. My brain could not compute when she says it got up to here. I'm thinking, hello, God, now would be a good time. Hello, God, you know. Okay, why did I bring that up, y'all? Okay, even when things are going bad to worse, the people in the mud and the rain and everything like that, you'd have to get the tape. Okay, it's on Wednesday, just this last Wednesday. Okay, is that right, Pastor? Okay, so good. Okay, praise honors God. And why wouldn't we want to honor him? Why wouldn't we want to honor God? He's so good. Praise lets the world know you trust. Praise lets the world know your trust is in the love of your heavenly Father. Praise affirms your reliance on God's faithfulness and commitment to you. Praise guards your mind from the torment of human reasoning. And the torment of anybody else that wants to do it. Praise protects your emotions from the oppressive spirit of heaviness. So here's what you do. You do Isaiah 61:3. Now this is, God has a plan for everything. Anything problem got, he's got it. He says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So that's what you do, y'all. I know you're going to feel that doing it, but if God tells you to do it and it works, do it. You know, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to have no emotion in that at all. I'm not kidding you. I do it at home all the time. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise. But you know what? After a while, there's a flow. That came from the Holy Ghost. I didn't.
That's right.
It's a flow. It just, I don't know what happens. Something happens, y'all. Okay. Then praise refreshes your revelation of God's love and mercy towards you. Praise keeps your focus on and flowing in the goodness of God. Okay, Hebrews 4:20. Abraham was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Now, despite the apparent lack of manifestation, he still believed God's goodness was ahead of him. Okay, but he kept giving glory to God. Okay. When you give God praise, God gives you the strength to keep believing for that promise that you're standing. And boy, he does do that. He gives you strength to keep believing all the time. He just does that when you praise him, when you praise him. Now listen to this. Let every negative thought become a signal. Ding! Okay. The signal is, okay, this is soon going to come to pass. It's a signal. This is soon going to come up because all them negative, like me, for instance, you know, I got a bad report in this eye. Hello. I mean, I already got one and then a bad, and I, you know, but let it be a signal that it's soon to come to pass.
That's right.
I mean, oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Here we go. Restore double. Remember to get there. Okay. Okay. Listen. Okay. Consider it an honor to believe God and trust him. It is an honor. All promises have a completion date. I just love that. Jerry Seville says every promise has an appointed time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, we are the believer. He is the performer. Sometimes I just want to go and pop my eye out, you know. But I can't. He's the performer. I'm the believer. Okay, think about this. The angels praise and worship God continually. We have a greater reason to praise him. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Yet they continually praise him day and night. Okay. Praise is an instrument of soul harvest. Listen, this I was reading this book. God told the author of this book that I was reading, he said, you sow to the heavens, and I will sow to the earth. And I know that we've had teachings on that where the blessings, where the praises go up, the blessings come down. Okay, but this is about souls now. Okay. She and her team were in Israel just praising. I'm probably standing on a particular ground or something in Israel somewhere, maybe Jerusalem. Just praising and praising and praising and praising and praising. God spoke. While you were praising me, I was pouring out my spirit in Gaza. See, someplace else. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, this woman has visions. And when God gives her a vision, she starts praising and praising and praising and praising over, like she used to praise over the White House. She used to have visions of walking over the White House, praising and praising and praising. And God started doing things and doing things and doing things. Hallelujah. You can stand in your own home and be praising and help bring revival somewhere else.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Sow to the heavens. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Praise creates an atmosphere in which... I need a miracle-ish. Okay. Praise creates an atmosphere in which miracles happen. So turn up your praise.
Amen.
Especially in the valley. Okay. Jeremiah 33:11. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were at first. Hallelujah. And Zechariah 9:12. I know we know this one. I declare I will restore double to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just back up scriptures. Okay. Praise changes the atmosphere wherever you are, work or home or wherever. It changes the atmosphere. Okay, many times God has given me a song when I'm walking into Walmart. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, you reason it out. Like, why now? Why a song? Because you know what? I mean, people, I'll be honest with you, people go in there, they have demons hanging off of them. I mean, you know, like that. And I believe he does it to give me peace, just peace, peace. I do get a little upset when I, believe it or not. And now realize that giving me peace, he's always coming to bring peace, peace. Okay, last. Okay. You've heard of the expression, I was worried sick. I know you heard that. I've been worried sick myself one time. Okay. A lot of times. Okay. Okay. You were worried sick. Now listen, if you can worry yourself sick, isn't it possible you could praise yourself well?
Amen.
And you can? Hallelujah. I like that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Now, it's going to leave you this one thing. Okay. You can get copies on the back table there by Ish. If you wish, of course, they'll be on the tape, but you can get copies of what I'm about to tell you right now. Okay. Praise until the spirit of worship comes. Worship until the glory comes. Then stand in the glory, because the miracles are in the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a woo! Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, 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 praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Is he good? He's good. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.